You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Last night, I stayed up a little bit later than I normally do, of course. Thursday night football.
Hey.
But I was on MSNBC watching what was going on with the count for the presidential election. So please tell me who won, because I chose Green Bay in my football pool.
You're a winner!
Yay!
Green Bay smacked San Francisco, and I was like you though. I was switching back and forth. And Shay, the football game got kind of boring.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Packers was whooping 49ers. Okay. Of course, 49ers dealing with a lot of injuries, but a lot more things was happening with this election, Shay.
Wow. So after I tucked myself into bed with a lullaby, I woke up this morning. And to my surprise, Georgia has been flipped blue.
Wow.
Georgia.
Joe Biden is ahead by 917 Georgia. Votes. There's still votes that have not yet been counted. But as all of the pundits have said, the mail-in ballots have been skewing overwhelmingly Democrat. And that's, of course, because Donald Trump encouraged his voters not to use the mail-in ballot. He said that, there's problems with it. You shouldn't use it. As a matter of fact, he appointed someone who slowed the mail down so that those ballots could not be delivered in time.
Period.
And now he's wondering why all of these votes are for Joe Biden. Because on the other side of the coin, the Democratic Party was telling everyone to go ahead and utilize any early voting opportunities that they could.
Yep. And Shay, I'm gonna be honest, I was shocked, still am shocked about the number of mail-in votes that's still coming in, because I didn't understand why they couldn't wrap this up how we do with all the other elections. But I quickly realized, thanks to you and the good folks at CNN, is that it's an unprecedented amount of mail-in ballots that they got to count, some by hand. So, sir, you just going to hold this L, okay?
He's already said that he will not concede.
Of course he would. We said that on this show. We said that. If it was going to go down like this, he ain't just going to quietly move out the White House. He ain't trying to call the U-Haul right now. So we got a long way to go.
We're going to play the speech that he gave. It was around 6:45. And Brian, I watched this. I didn't cry, but my eyes watered up. Because what he said, the light he cast on fellow Americans who are counting these ballots and basically accusing them of being thieves and fraudsters, it broke my heart. This is the cornerstone of our democracy, the election, a democratic election where each person is allowed to voice who they want to represent them. Sir, if the people don't want you, you don't get to now question the process.
He's only questioning the process in states that he's losing.
He wants them to continue counting the vote in Arizona, where he sees that he could possibly make a way, but he doesn't want them to continue to count the votes in Pennsylvania. And he lied during his speech and said that there were Democrats running the counting in Georgia, which is a lie. His crony, Brian Kemp, is a Republican governor and the Secretary of State, who is over elections in all provinces and states, is a Republican.
Are you shocked that you just seeing it happen? Because we knew this was going to happen. But are you shocked just to actually see a president do this? Are you more shocked at that?
The word is not shocked. I'm disappointed. I'm afraid, because I'm watching people online who are believing this garbage, and it is eroding our democracy straight up. When you cast doubt on the cornerstone of democracy in a democratic country where people have looked to us, countries who used to be under a dictatorship looked to America as an example of what they could do, how they could have a similar voting situation where it was one person, one vote for all people. And now we got the world looking at us and you're casting doubt on fellow Americans? Okay, we'll talk some more about this later, Brian. I'm just...
You fired up. Oh, we got a fired up say this one. I can't wait.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
622 today. Look for highs in the lower 70s. Mostly sunny and warm. Right now, you are clear 51 in Westport. Shade, what's poppin'?
Would you agree that Halle Berry is one of the most beautiful women in the world?
You're dang on right, I would agree.
She can't keep no man, though.
She can keep me.
I don't know. Every dude she been with is in separation at some point.
Ow.
Well, Hallie's in love again, Brian.
Ow.
According to Us Weekly, a source says that the actress and her boyfriend, who is singer Van Hunt, they've got chemistry out of this world.
If you threw it up in the air, it would turn into sunshine.
The source said that she's had some negative experiences, but Van has taught her to love again and love herself. He's a wonderful, caring man.
You go, girl.
You know Van Hunt music?
No.
Google it real fast and see, because I don't know his music
either. Van Hunt?
Mm-hmm. I've heard his name, but I don't know any of his music.
Oh, he got some old school stuff. Sounds of what?
Play it.
All right. I gotta go through the commercial first.
Can we play pay for whatever it is so that it's commercial free?
What?
Oh, I've heard this. Oh, this is, I know this song.
You do?
They play it in movies all the time when they're getting ready to get to it.
You like, go, girl.
Like the sex scene?
This is mid.
No, it ain't no mid. Uh-uh. Hold on.
Can I fast forward a little bit?
This is about to come down now. Oh, here we go.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
you've heard this song?
Never heard of this.
I have. What you playing, Gucci Mane, when you getting ready to get close?
Maybe.
I know this song.
Perhaps some Yo Gotti. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's up? We in the trap.
Good luck, Halle.
You go, girl.
Gervonta Davis, you know him. He's a boxer. He was involved in a hit-and-run accident in Baltimore over the weekend. They got footage of him driving off in his Lamborghini after he hit someone and caused a big crash.
Damn!
They said several people were hurt and had to be taken to the hospital. And this
he got paid for that.
Person pulled off. Man. Why would you pull off? Right. You should wait and make sure that everybody was okay.
Maybe he's inebriated, too. You never know.
Hmm. During an interview with Entertainment Tonight, Trina and Tawanda Braxton opened up about discussing their sister Tamar Braxton's suicide attempt on the new season of their reality show, Braxton Family Values. Mm. You don't got it?
Nah, it wasn't no audio of that.
Okay. Well, they said basically that Tamar's experience is not their experience. So, they want to continue to do the show.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean... It's your only stream of income, you know what I'm saying? You gotta do what you gotta do, so I get it. You know, just don't expect Tamar to be on there with y'all.
She's on the first couple of episodes, but after that, she's no longer on the program.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I wasn't on something coming to mail, right? What come to mail is somebody opened a bank account from Us Bank in my name. How you open somebody's bank account in their name without my picture ID? You know what I'm saying? How did you do a bank like that?
Did they put any money in the account?
They made money out of my account.
They took money out of your account?
Yeah, and you were taking an account.
A lot of times you can open up accounts online now. You can open up accounts in many other ways where you don't have to submit a license.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have several accounts that I've opened up just over the internet.
Mm. What I'm going to do, get my card and go to that bank closed account, get all that money.
I'm trying to tell you. Wow. That's job number one. As soon as the sun comes up, you got a mission.
What bank was this again?
That's bank. I'm that bank.
Is that a new bank?
Bank money.
I think you mean U.S. Bank.
Us bank.
It's U.S.
Oh, okay. It's U.S. I didn't know that was a new bank. They giving out free loans or something.
You, me, and he bank. Okay, it's man. All that.
All right. Yeah. Us bank.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 M's in my bank account. Yeah. 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 In my bank account.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the morning grind with Shay and Sean.
Grade A student, mama know that I'm a winner. Morning eating breakfast when it's nighttime dinner. All I do is drip, got the pipeline bitter. Honey like Pooba, got stripes like Tigger A. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, A. I'm popping in the school, so I brag much. In the bread, that's a sack lunch. Mad sauce full of drip, bank full of rolls. Open up my closet and it's full of clothes. I'm the one the family garden like you do a rose. Need the furry flip flops when you do my toes. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up. Ay, I'm popping in the school so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch.
Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip hop and R&B. It's the morning grind. With Shay and Shine.
Good morning, 651. What up, Max Sauce? Look for highs in the lower 70s today. Mostly sunny and warm. Right now, you're mostly clearing 52 at Northeast High School.
Gotta give a shout out to Miss Cat and Charmaine.
Really? The echo?
They're listening to us on the way to work. Appreciate y'all.
Thank y'all.
Hope you got your mask on, girls. Child, coronavirus. It's just real. Cardi B told y'all. More than 121,000 coronavirus cases reported in the U.S. on yesterday, setting a new daily record for the second day in a row. Hospitalizations have been rising for several weeks, and experts warn an increase in deaths will surely follow.
Seems like, Shay, we got so much going on right now with the election, other stuff. It's like coronavirus been swept under the rug a little bit.
Week 9 of Chiefs Panthers Arrowhead 12 noon kickoff. In the same vein as coronavirus cases, Chris Jones, number 95, he's on the COVID-19 reserve list, Brian.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday, but it's not because he has the virus. It's because of the contact tracing that someone else had within the Chiefs organization. So this is more precautionary.
The head athletic trainer,
Rick Buckhalter,
he was tested positive. And apparently Chris was around him.
Yeah. And those athletic trainers, they have to work with all the players. So they're literally on the front lines trying to battle this thing. So it was only, unfortunately, naturally that would happen.
Chris, if you need something.
Uh-huh. What you gonna give him?
Some soup.
A hot toddy.
Some tea. Yeah, hot toddy. It come through, but I don't know if it's for the uses that I know. My grandmother used to give it to us when, you know, you was on your monthly.
Damn! Is that help out?
Mm-hmm.
For real?
Don't drunk help everything out?
No.
You ain't feeling no pain after you drink that hot toddy. Especially when I was like 14 and 15. All you had to do is put a little bit of brandy down in that thing. And you be going to sleep before you know it. That's what a hot toddy... Ooh.
Oh, my bad, Shay. No, I was a little quick on the trigger right there. My bad.
I bet your ladies don't like that.
Oh, Lord, no.
They call you Quick Draw McGraw.
Maybe.
We got to get up and go at least one more round.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Joe Biden is 917 votes ahead of Donald Trump in a shocking race in Georgia. Georgia has been a red state for many, many years. Mm-hmm. The last Democrat that won the presidential race was Bill Clinton. Over 27 years ago.
92.
So this is a big deal for folks who are in the political arena. Mm-hmm. As things stand right now, Joe Biden is poised to take the presidency, due in part to his strategy of encouraging people to vote early,
right,
to send in mail-in ballots, where Donald Trump and his camp told his supporters that they should not utilize that form of voting, that they should come in person, and that's what they did.
Yeah, and that's why we're seeing this influx right now, because they got to take time to count the early ballots.
Police have uncovered an alleged plot to attack the convention center in Philadelphia during the ballot count. People are showing up armed to ballot counting locations in Nevada. Three women were filmed with long guns around their body, demanding to be let in to observe the count.
And this is why this man is dangerous.
This is a direct byproduct of the untrue things that he has been spewing in the media. On yesterday, he held a press conference where he made some completely wrong and straight up lies.
If you count the legal votes, I easily win. If you count the illegal votes, they can try to steal the election from us. If you count the votes that came in late, we're looking at them very strongly, but a lot of votes came in late. I've already decisively won many critical states, including massive victories in Florida, Iowa, Indiana, Ohio. To name just a few, we won these and many other victories despite historic election interference from big media, big money, and big tech. As everybody saw, we won by historic numbers. And the pollsters got it knowingly wrong. They got it knowingly wrong. We had polls that were so ridiculous, and everybody knew it at the time.
What illegal votes?
The votes that are going for your opponent are now illegal.
According to him.
The crazy part about this is he wants them to continue to count in Nevada, but not continue to count in Georgia and in Pennsylvania. So the concerted effort to steal this election from you also hasn't affected any of your fellow Republicans. Mitch McConnell won, Lindsey Graham won. If Democrats had put together some sort of plot, I would think you would try to get out Mitch. He's the Senate Majority Leader. I would get rid of him.
Shame
as well. It's since we setting up something.
We smelled this a mile away, man. We called this. We knew this was going to happen.
There are many people I've been seeing on social media who are believing the lies, even though they've been debunked by his fellow Republicans. They've come out. Rick Santorum was on MSNBC last night and disavowed himself from those claims because he knows that the cornerstone of the American democracy is voting. Mm-hmm. And if you cast a negative light and aspersion on voting, we don't have a democracy anymore.
At all. Yeah.
Do you believe the claims that Trump says that there's widespread voter fraud?
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:21 today. Look for highs in the lower 70s. Mostly sunny and warm. You're mostly clear in 53 right now in Overland Park. Shade, what's popping?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Scorpio friends. Film director Matty Rich, he's responsible for Straight Outta Brooklyn, The Inkwell.
Oh.
He's 49 today.
Love The Inkwell.
Actress Tandy Newton. I just watched Riddick the other day. She was in Riddick, as well as Mission Impossible, Beloved, that Tyler Perry movie. She's 48 years old today. And we just talked about him, I want to say yesterday, Lamar Odom. He's 41 today.
We did talk about him yesterday. Happy birthday, all my Scorpios born on November 6th.
So DaBaby took to social media to speak out after his 34-year-old brother, Glenn Johnson, committed suicide on Tuesday. He wrote on Instagram, "Death don't faze me at all. Watching my family suffer does. God watch over my family, my mama, my nieces and nephew, and the mama, and they mama, my brother. Don't worry about me. Take whatever you was going to do for me and pour it into them. And keep me cool, because God, you know, the world don't." Amen.
That's tough, man.
Grief is so hard, especially in our community. Many times we go directly to anger because we don't know how to process sadness and grief. That's something that I have witnessed myself multiple times when dealing with death. We look for somebody to blame versus, you know, really trying to deal with it, because really sadness and depression is hard.
But how do you, I know how I deal with it, but how do you talk to somebody who may not be capable of dealing with that?
Just got to be there for people, you know, and what I found is when I'm dealing with somebody who's hurting, I don't try to offer, you know, well, it'll be all right in the by and by. Like, you can't do that kind of thing. You can just kind of, just even having a physical presence with somebody who's going through a thing helps. They don't necessarily need your words in that moment. They just need you to stand there and let them know that they don't have to walk through this alone. But that's something else. Future's accused of providing fraudulent info in his child support case, child.
Future Trump.
The attorney for Eliza Rain, who is his baby mama and the mother of Future's one-year-old daughter, filed a motion to have the rapper held in contempt of court for allegedly providing fraudulent information about his finances. He testified in court that he stays in a two-bedroom, two-bathroom home in Atlanta.
Sensational.
And isn't sure if he rents or owns the property. He doesn't know. So Eliza's attorney did some digging and found out that Future actually lives in a five-bedroom, seven-and-a-half-bath mansion sitting on over an acre and a half of property. If Future is found to be in contempt of court, Eliza is asking for $53,000 in monthly child support in addition to attorney's fees, as well as letter of apology and a substantial charitable donation to a charity of her choice.
I need that money.
Well, Future better be listening to Hot 103 Jams. Well, it might be a little too late for him, because, you know, he could have got a 1K payday to help out.
He still be short $52,000. That's a big short.
Tell him to bring me my money.
Yeah! You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Some networks are reporting that we may know as early as today, Brian, which of the presidential candidates reach the magic number of electorates, which is 270.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, Joe Biden is showing 253. Donald Trump is sitting at 214. As of about, I want to say about 4:30 this morning, I was watching MSNBC as I was getting dressed. They got a dump of new votes from Georgia, which actually put Biden ahead by 917.
And there's another update. About an hour ago, NBC News tweeted Georgia 99% in, Biden up 1,096. Nevada 89% in, Biden up 11,000. Pennsylvania 95% in, Trump still up 18,000. And Arizona 90% in, Biden up 47,000. Still a long way to go.
Trump cannot win without Georgia. There's no way for him to make 270 if he doesn't clinch Georgia. So that's kind of like the benchmark there.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happens in Georgia is what's going to decide this race. We've been talking about the inflammatory claims that Donald Trump has been making, that this election has been fraudulent, that there's widespread misappropriation, there's widespread corruption, which has been founded untrue. Even his own Republicans have said that no, this is not accurate. I've been seeing a lot of folks online. There's been some healthy discourse between folks, some who believe that this is true, and then those who are saying, come on now.
Mm-hmm. he's still got people that's gonna follow it, whatever he does.
Do you believe that there's widespread fraud in this election?
Donald Trump is shaping our language. There's no such thing as legal and illegal vote except Trump. All things Trump. He's a genius at all things Trump. And until we can take the microphone out of his hands and get away from his toxic mouth, we're going to suffer. Are we a nation of imbeciles? Check it out. We have to wake up and take the veil off and protect the truth. He's a master liar. So now we're at that final point. Wake up, be truthful, and praise God. And we'll come through this. It's a test for humanity. I love you. You love me. We block out hate. Love is stronger than hate. And that's where we're at. We're at a critical moment right now. And we need to pull together. Don't attack each other. That's a sidetrack. We have to get the poison out of the house. The difference between a clean glass of water and a dirty glass of water. You can look through it and see crystal clear, pristine purity, and then you can see contaminants. This man has lied so much. It's extensively documented. So why would we even allow him a mic, period? I'm from New York, so I'm used to the Trump poison that must be flushed from our system. Thank you for giving me a moment. Brother Ron, I love you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Always love. Have a good one.
Peace.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian, the thought of Georgia voters flipping that state to blue was unfathomable.
It's crazy, huh?
Especially because the entire infrastructure of that state is Republican. The governor, the attorney general, and the secretary of state are all Republicans.
And you lived in Georgia for a number of years.
Yes.
So you're very familiar with what's going on there.
I went to high school in Atlanta when my mother moved us from New York. Then I went off to college in Charlotte and then began my radio career. After I left Dallas in 2009, I moved back to Atlanta for 6 years before I moved here to Kansas City in 2015. I voted in elections there. I'm aware of the makeup of the state. It's always been Republican.
Mm-hmm.
Conservative values. But there's been a mass movement of people from northern states that have moved to Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
And they've spread out to many of the surrounding counties. Clayton County was the county that dumped their votes this morning, which took Biden over the threshold to surpass him in votes.
Mm-hmm.
You said that number, has it changed from 917?
Yeah, it's over 1,000 now. Biden's lead in Georgia.
Here are the facts. Donald Trump began casting a negative light on mail-in ballots months ago. He told his supporters to go in person and vote, and that is what they did.
Mm-hmm.
On the flip side, Democrats were encouraged to take advantage of early voting, mail-in voting, absentee voting, anything that they could do to make sure that their votes were in.
Breaking news, Biden is now leading in Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Yo, that's crazy.
Pennsylvania had been a blue state, but last election, they flipped to support Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And the part that makes me so sad is that a Democratic election is the cornerstone of our democracy. And for you to cast a negative light and say that there's fraud, but only on you. None of the other senators that have won their races, none of the other governors who have won their races, no one else. It's just you. What are your thoughts on this election? Has it been fair or unfair?
Isn't it quite ironic? 4 years ago, we was having this same problem with him, where he won by a margin and found out later that he actually messed up all the voting. So fair exchange ain't no robbery. Here's what I got. Let these people that are counting the votes, let them finish counting the votes. And then the best man wins. I don't know about y'all. I done had 4 years of Trump. I need 4 years of somebody else to be in charge of the free world. With this whole pandemic and people dying from the pandemic, and you have no regard for that, I can't respect you for that.
It's him being so non-compassionate for me. That supersedes anything, the fact that he doesn't care.
Exactly. That's my thought. You know, I understand you have to run the free world. I understand you have to make a bunch of major decisions. But if you don't have that compassion component, if you don't care about the people that you are directing, why are you even in office? I am very prayerful that Biden will win this election. Let's see what he does in 4 years.
Thank you so much for calling up this morning. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian, there's an organization in Kansas City called GIFT, Generating Income for Tomorrow, and it's all about providing funds to Black businesses in zip codes where there may be income inequality.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking with Brandon Calloway this morning, founder of GIFT.
Hey, good morning, Brandon. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right. How are y'all?
Excellent. Now, tell us how you got this program started.
Cornell Gorman and Christopher Stewart. It was Chris's idea. You know, we are in this group on Facebook of BOBKC, 15,000 Black business owners in the group, and Chris was talking about, you know, how frustrated he was about redlining and how we are still seeing the impacts of redlining going on today, and about how Black business owners don't get access to capital compared to, you know, their non-Black counterparts. And his point was that, you know, there's 15,000 people right there in that group. If everybody came together, put in $10 a month, we could take that money and we can put it into building Black businesses ourselves directly. We ain't got to ask nobody. We ain't got to wait on nothing. We can just go and do it. And as soon as I saw his Facebook post, I reached out to him and was like, hey, I'm with it. Let's do it. His friend Cornell reached out to him and said the same thing. That's really how GIFT was born. Official nonprofit 501c3. We got a whole board together, and obviously we have expanded beyond just the people in that original Facebook group. Our biggest ask for people is to, you know, sign up to donate $10 a month, and we take that and we give that out to Black business owners in the heart of the city, in the urban core, that need it most, that are historically underfunded. They go to banks and they try to access capital and they can't get it, but they got great ideas, they got great work ethic, they even have had some great success already. And so that's where GIFT comes in.
The website is kansascitygift.org. How do you determine what businesses get the money, Brandon?
We have 9 members on our board, and so when we get a grant application, businesses that are majority Black owned, businesses that have been around for a little bit or have some kind of track record. We also look at the types of businesses and the industries that they're in, starting with essentials, food-related, clothing-related. There's a Black-owned gas station. That would be those essential businesses, all the way to grocery store or corner store. The plan is that we build up enough of those essential businesses, increase the economic viability of the area so that we can do something like a grocery spot. And then we also are looking at our target area, east of Truce, from 9th Street to 95th Street, and then from Truce to Hardesty. That is the historically redlined area of Kansas City that has the highest concentration of Black poverty, the part of Kansas City that was designed to be an economic desert specifically for Black people for the past 100 years on purpose.
You know, I was just thinking, Brian, that had this organization been around before Leon's closed, maybe we could have done something to help them.
Yeah,
we talked a lot about, you know, Leon, and one of our biggest goals is to fund the development of a Black-owned grocery store. We know that the community is hurting now that Leon's is closed and Kansas City has no Black-owned grocery store anymore. That was a big topic of conversation. We even reached out and tried to see if there was anything that we could do, but it was too far gone to be able to bring it back.
For businesses that want to apply, tell Kansas City the information.
You can go to kansascitygift.org, and right on our website, there's a tab that says Get Funded. And so you can click on that tab, and you can fill out the application right then and there. It's quick, it's easy, it's simple. If you go to the website, obviously a button to donate. And so we, you know, are consistently talking about how if we all come together, if everybody in the community comes together, I mean, we're not asking for much. If you put in only $5 or $10 a month, then that allows us to do this quicker.
we opened up our grant application October 1st and got 30 applicants almost immediately. The more community support we get, the bigger the impact, the bigger changes we can make.
Thank you, Brandon Calloway, with Generating Income for Tomorrow. This is all about cooperative economics. Thank you, and the rest of the guys that are a part of this organization, bringing funding to Black-owned businesses in Kansas City's urban core.
When nobody else will.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103
Chills. 823, highs in the lower 70s today. Mostly sunny and warm later on. Right now, you are cloudy and 56 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's popping?
Do you know who Paula White is?
Paula White? No, I don't.
I used to watch her. And, what's the older lady's name? Lord Jesus.
Come on, get it.
It's not going to come to me right now.
Okay.
But anyway, I watched those two. They're televangelists. And I really used to enjoy Paula White, but something has happened. Something has changed. When she became Trump's spiritual advisor, she began saying some really strange things. And on yesterday, she recorded a video of herself praying over the vote count for this election.
For angels are being released right now. Angels are being dispatched right now. Hamanda aka ata raka te de baka sanda ata ambo osa kata rite eke banda ata rike didi ashata. For angels have even been dispatched from Africa right now. Africa right now. Africa right now. From Africa right now. They're coming here. They're coming here.
Angels from Africa?
There are angels in Africa.
There are? I thought angels was in heaven. She also dispatched angels from South America as well. And I speak in tongues, Brian. So I'm not laughing about none of that because it's serious. Just like somebody could teach you how to curse, somebody could teach you how to talk in tongues. That's what I believe.
Shay Moore, I looked at that video and I don't feel it. I don't sense any spirituality from that.
What part of Africa is well?
People are going nuts, Shay. Nuts. Crazy.
God bless you, Paula White. So Nas was interviewed recently about his latest album, King's Disease, and he talked about a very interesting collaboration that he said was in the works before Nipsey Hussle died.
Oh, Nip and Nas?
He said that Nipsey wanted to do a documentary on Nas's life.
Oh, yeah, that would be lit.
And there was a possible collaboration with Jay-Z on a new song.
Wow. Because, you know, Jay-Z bought back in like 13, I think it was Crenshaw or Crenshaw 2, I can't remember which one, but Jay-Z actually bought like 100 copies of it because I think he was selling them for $100.
It was, right, it wasn't the normal price.
Right.
So, yeah, man, you know, it's just as we continue to hear more about, you know, our legends and the loss and dip, it's crazy.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do, I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
LaCara.
All right, LaCara. Let's see what you got, girl.
So I place my heart under lock and key. Take care of me.
But I turn around and you're standing here.
Standing here.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. No, nobody. No. No.
You go, girl.
You signed that at the 8th grade graduation, didn't you?
I did not, actually.
How they gonna send it at the graduation? Nobody's supposed to be here. That ain't make no sense.
They moving on. What?
Oh, my goodness.
That high-pitched note.
Shay, what are you doing over there? Golly.
You go, girl.
You just got a $30 Kansas Lottery Robbery Riches instant ticket prize pack, all right?
Hey, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for singing for us this foggy morning.
Yes, you are so welcome. Okay.
What station's live, local, and lit?
Hot 103 Jams, baby. And don't forget to slam that Z.
I want to break it down.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.